I'm Alexandra DeTrolio. Jesuit Father Howard Gray, a world-renowned scholar on Ignatian spirituality, died earlier this week from injuries he sustained in a car accident in Michigan. Father Gray was 87 years old. He held 6 honorary doctorate degrees, taught, spoke, and held retreats around the world, and was one of the people in a group of Jesuits and lay people who helped to bring back personal one-on-one retreats in the 1960s. In the past 70 years, Father Gray wrote more than 60 articles and essays on Ignatian spirituality, ministry, and apostolic mission of Jesuit schools. 3 Americans that have been held in North Korea for over a year are on their way back to the United States today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. President Donald Trump stated that he will greet the group when they land at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m. Thursday. The release of the men came during Pompeo's visit with North Korea to discuss the plans of the summit between Trump and Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader. The 3 detainees are all Korean Americans and had been accused by North Korea of anti-state activities, although their arrests were seen by the international community as politically motivated. Following Facebook's announcement yesterday that it would ban all foreign ads in Ireland related to the country's referendum on abortion, Google announced today that all ads related to the vote would be blocked, whether they came from advertisers inside Ireland or not. In a statement, the company said, quote, "Following our update around election integrity efforts globally, we have decided to pause all ads related to the Irish referendum on the 8th Amendment. The referendum is asking voters whether or not to repeal the 8th Amendment to the country's constitution, therefore ending the country's almost total ban on abortion." Cardinal Willem Eich has criticized Pope Francis for failing to give German bishops proper directives on intercommunion. A delegation from the German Bishops' Conference met with a delegation from the Roman Curia in Rome, including the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, to discuss the differing opinions within the German conference over whether non-Catholics who are married to Catholics should be allowed to receive communion if they meet certain criteria. Cardinal Eich stated that the lack of a proper directive from the Pope, quote, "based on the clear doctrine and practice of the Church, points to a drift towards apostasy from the truth." Cardinal Eich said he does not believe it is possible for the conference to go over the drafts and come to a unanimous vote as Pope Francis advised. He added that according to canon law, whether or not you can administer communion to non-Catholics is clear, and it states that it is only allowed in emergencies, especially if there is a risk of death. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.